Chapter 1.
It was beside the sea near Achaemen in Bessarabia that the following tales were told me. One evening at the close of the vintage season, a party of Moldovians with whom I had been working went off towards the shore. Old Izer Gil and I remained in the shade of the thickly growing vines, and lying there resting, we gazed silently after the others as they made their way down to the sea. The dim outline of their figures half lost amid the growing darkness and the somber foliage. They were singing and laughing as they walked along, men bronzed by the sun, with long black moustaches and thick curls of hair hanging to their shoulders, clad in short waistcoats and large trousers, women and light-hearted girls, as lissome as reeds, with dark blue eyes and sunburnt faces. They had undone their silky black hair, and the warm soft breeze, as it played with the loosened curls, set the sequins that were scattered among them, playing and tinkling. The wind blew in even gusts, and at times seemed as if propelled by some invisible force which momentarily increased its violence, for the women's hair was lifted and blown about their faces in fantastic fashion, till they looked like the dreamlike heroines of a fairy tale. And as they receded farther and farther from view, my imagination, aided by the darkness, pictured them of an ever-increasing beauty. Someone was playing the violin. A girl was singing in a soft contralto voice. Now and again a laugh rang out, and the mingled sounds were like a variegated dress of ribbons floating in the air over the dark figures of the party, surrounded by the gloom of night. The air was full of the salt scent of the sea and the heavy odors that were exhaled by the saturated earth, which had been plentifully watered by the rain that evening. Even at this late hour, there were still a few torn and wandering clouds to be seen, graceful in form and curiously colored, some soft in tint as wreaths of grayish-blue smoke, others of a dull black or somber red, massed like a steep wall of rock. Here and there could be seen the dark blue of the sky, in which the stars had set their golden nails. And the sounds and smells, the clouds and the men and women, everything was of a fairy-like and thrilling beauty, and seemed like the setting of some charming tale. Life appeared to be suspended amid this delicious and harmonious surrounding. To have died with the harsh and vigorous noises of the day, which were gradually subsiding, the pauses between them growing longer as by degrees they grew fainter, passing away into the distance, until they were but a sorrowful sigh upon the air, breathed by intense regret, perhaps for the happiness, which is so capricious, so impossible to grasp. Strange, fantastic thoughts arose in me as I lay watching the whole scene. Now I longed to be transformed into dust, that the wind might scatter me. Now into the waters of some warm stream flowing through the steppe, to fall into the sea and rise in opal mist towards the sky. My being longed to saturate itself in the marvel and the beauty of these evening hours. And why I cannot tell, there was pain at my heart the while.
And so you did not go off with the others. How was that?
Asked old Izergil with a jerk of her head. She was almost bent double with age, and the eyes that had been so dark were now dull and watery. The thin, harsh voice was toneless, and there was a sound like the cracking of bones as she spoke. It was difficult.